Hello and welcome to Season 7, Episode 1 of the LDS Women's Book Review Podcast. I'm Shanda and I'm here with my friends,
Sheila
and Mindy.
During this episode, we're going to be reviewing our favorite reads of 2012. And, I'm excited to go through this list because there were so many good books.
So many good books this last year.
It's hard to just say, oh, these are my favorite top 10. I mean, because, you know, we could go on forever.
You really could.
And then you would be very bored because we'd still be talking about it 2 days later.
So what I did was just went and hit my Goodreads for this year and just looked at all my five stars.
That's what I did.
Made a list of those, and then I looked at my 4 stars and went, oh, I still want to include a couple of those, so I'm going to have some runner-ups, but I don't know. I can't leave them off. So, all right, so do we want to just each take a turn? Let's go around the circle. I was thinking, you know, instead of one person listing all of theirs, you know, I would start, we'd just go around the table.
Okay, I like that.
And I'm interested to see which ones are the same.
I know, we may have some double.
Number one.
Some reminder.
Well, I didn't even rank them. Like, mine are in no order.
Yeah, well, yeah, so. And I like that better. I just kind of started listing them.
Yeah. I actually think this is in order of that I read them this year. So I didn't pick an absolute favorite and list them that way because...
It's hard.
I was lazy. I didn't get to that part of it. I just wrote the list as I went through the... So mine is in order of red this year, so...
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and start off then.
Go for it.
Do it.
Okay, the first on my list is Friends and Foes by Sarah M. Eden. I just love anything that woman writes.
Oh, I haven't read that one either.
I like the main character. She's a little bit stronger. You know, she walks with a cane and stuff, and she's, you know, so she's had to be a little bit tougher. And just the way it all played, I really like Philip, too. He's just really nice. I like that main character. So what about you, Sheila?
The first book that I thought about that I really, really liked was Eden Brook.
Oh, yeah.
And I know all of you read that, too. Did you have that on your list?
It's on my list.
It's on my runner-up.
Mm-hmm. It's a runner-up list.
It's on my runner-up list. Just because I had one little thing that kind of bugged me a little bit, but it wasn't a big deal. It just didn't quite, you know.
one little thing.
I don't know. I thought that I wanted the end to be a little bit more... I wasn't quite ready for it to end when it ended. Yeah, I wanted it just a little bit more, a little more angsty kind of a thing. Just a little more drawn out. Just make him work for it just a little more. That was the only thing, but I still loved the book. So.
Yep. So how about you, Mindy?
Oh, I will start off by The False Prince by Jennifer Nelson.
Loved that book. I'm just going to put a little star here because we mentioned it on my list.
Yeah, and we mentioned Eden Brook. That one's on mine, too.
I think that's the first book I've read that I knew in the first page I was giving it 5 stars.
Mine was the first page as well. I had no doubt that I would love that, even with the first sentence or paragraph. It was just that good.
Okay, Sheila, last time we podcasted, we told you to move it to the top of the list. Did you?
I couldn't find my book, and I finally found it where it was in a box somewhere. I'm going, why is it in this box? But I realized I'd had it at school. Because someone had given me a copy. I still don't know who it is that gave me the copy.
So thank you, whoever gave that to Sheila.
But when I had brought all my stuff home from school to be off track, it just stayed in that box. And I kind of looked at it a few days ago and went, oh, there's my copy.
Hey, I dare you to go home and read the first page.
Okay.
And stop reading. I don't think you'll be able to do it.
What happened?
It's a really awesome book. I love that. Okay, so next on my list was Twitter Pated by Melanie Jacobson. Mm-hmm. That was the next book that earned 5 stars for me. I really like Twitter Pated because...
I like that one, too.
Because Ben's a little bit of a nerd, and I love...
Yes.
He's just a little bit of a geek. Not a nerd, a little bit of a geek.
And he's very cute, though.
You know, I married a geek husband. Just, you know, I'm kind of geeky myself. And I really enjoyed his character a lot. So I related to Twitter Pated a lot. So she got 5 stars for me.
See, everything that you're mentioning is on my to-read list.
Absolutely. Twitter Pated is very good. I liked it a lot.
To read it, but I want to read that one.
You'll like that one, I think.
It's really good.
Well, I put down Reality Check by Karen Tubbs.
Oh, that is really cute.
Absolutely loved.
Really cute.
That story.
This first one we've mentioned, I have not read yet. But it's on my list.
Yeah, it's on yours. See, I felt that this would be the case today. We'd be mentioning books, and it's at least would be on our list to read if we have.
Well, that's the nice thing about three reviewers. At least somebody's read, has a good chance to have read
very true.
Okay, I don't think you guys have read this one of my next one. It's Wonder by R.J. Palacio.
No.
Nope.
I haven't.
Amazing.
I can't wait to read it, though. It sounds like it would be a tear jerker.
It was, actually. I was actually really nervous to read it. We read it for book club in August because I was thinking, oh my gosh, they're just going to beat up on this kid the whole time. And there is one instance where towards the end, he doesn't get beat up, but he just gets overly teased. He has some facial deformities, and he was born with them. And so this year is his first year. I believe it's fifth grade. Sorry, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have it right here in front of me, but that he's going in mainstream school.
Oh, okay.
And you could read it in a day, honestly. It's a very fast read, but it's one of those that just, it stays with you.
Oh.
Wow. But not sadly.
No,
you know,
in a good way.
In a good way.
Like perspective changing?
Yes, you know, and you really, really think of how badly kids are teased, even for not having a facial deformity. And mm-hmm. I'm sure see it a lot being a teacher.
I do.
And you just really, it really makes you think. And it gets a good lesson for kids. It's great.
I'm going to have to put that. I don't even know. I stumped you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add Wonder to my books I want to read.
Because it's very, very, it's a very quick read. And the thing with The False Prince, it's a very quick read.
Mm-hmm. You get swept in to it. And
mm-hmm.
Tell me the name of the author again.
I may have even said her name wrong. It's R.J. Palacio, Palacio. And it's a blue cover with a boy on the front, and there's one eye and kind of a bigger ear. You won't miss it.
Okay. Got it.
Very, very good. I reviewed it, too, actually.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me put it on my to-read list,
mm-hmm.
to review.
Oh, wow. So. I love it when that happens. Okay, what's next for you, lady?
Next on my list that I read that I gave 5 stars was Mistborn. I mean, I'd started reading it years ago when it was, you know, back before there were different requirements for Whitney's and stuff, but it was just such a long book, and I had started to read it, but I wasn't able to finish it all the way. And so I went back and...
You were able to finish.
And just devoted the whole week or two or whatever it was to reading it. And I just, once I got into the story, got so swept up in it, and I loved it. And another reason why I really wanted to read it was because I needed to read Alloy of Law for the Whitneys last year. And I wanted to at least
Alloy of Law was so
the
good.
Basic, you know, the basic mythology. The basic, story
the
mythology.
Works. How the world works and how all their little metals work and all that
and
stuff.
And so I'm going to go ahead and jump to my next one on the list, which is The Alloy of Law.
Oh,
both of those by Brandon Sanderson. No, I haven't read Hero of Ages or Well of Ascension yet, but I'm so excited to get to those. I just need to buy them because I've checked them out from the library so many times and never gotten to them. So I'm just going to buy them.
I did write Alloy of Law down. That's definitely an honorable mention for me. It was so good. It was so good.
I mean,
it was so good.
Within the first few pages, you know, and they're talking about that gunfight and the...
It's really good.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
No, but it's so good.
Yeah, and I was really glad that I had read at least Mistborn. I asked you, Sheila, I'm like, do I have to read the whole thing or is Mistborn enough? And he said, no, you'll get it if you've read Mistborn.
Right.
So,
but the whole series is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's one of my... on my list of my all-time favorite series.
Oh, wow.
So I really liked... the first one of Brandon's I ever read was the one where there's the gods and the people come and see them.
Oh,
what is that called?
The Way of Kings?
No.
We read it a few years ago from the book.
Oh, and I'm so bummed that I can't remember it, but my husband and I loved it. Oh, Mindy's got her little iPad. She'll look it up. But, yeah, it was the one about the... And the ending just was so different than I expected. And I loved it. And I remember telling you how much I loved it. And you said, that's not even as good as his Mistborn series.
Oh, I know.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, move into the Mistborn series. I need to get through that. And I see what you mean now. It's still really good. I still love it. Still give it
Elantris? Warbreaker?
Warbreaker.
Is it Warbreaker?
It was Warbreaker.
Yep.
I loved that story. My husband loved it. Yeah, I'm excited to finish the rest of the Mistborn series.
You'll love it. Book 3 was my favorite.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Okay,
I love talking books. It's only the best thing ever.
Okay, go ahead. Well, you're up next. Go for it.
I mentioned this before in one of our other podcasts, but I loved A Night on Moon Hill by Townsend Parker Mills. You guys have got to read this one.
Yeah.
This is one about the autistic boy,
yes,
right?
Yes, and she just wrote in such a fabulous way in touching this subject. You know, and then with everything that's been going on with people with autism. And
mm-hmm. Oh, it's always in the news.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. And so she just did a marvelous job. And I really like it because the main character is so cold. And you know, and there's, you know, history behind why she's that way. But what this little boy does to her, it just, mm-hmm. it's so touching. But I honestly can see this becoming the top five in the Whitneys. If it doesn't, I'll be really sad.
Wow.
You know, as a nominee.
Finalist?
Yeah, as a finalist. As in the top five mm-hmm. finalists. It wow. really deserves
awesome.
A place there.
Wow. That's so cool. My next one, I should have done what Shanda did and done it in the order that I read them, but I'm going to mention The 13 Days of Christmas by Jason F. Wright.
Yes, I liked that.
It's just a beautiful story. And I think we talked about that last time, probably briefly.
For a holiday gift guide.
For a holiday gift guide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful story.
It is, I agree.
Okay. I'll have to pick that up.
Yeah, and that's a quick read, too.
You know what I love with us doing this? It's like there are books I wanted to put on my list, but you guys are.
But see, that's the great thing is that we're talking. They're still getting mentioned.
Yeah, because I love that one too.
Okay, that was my next one.
The next one on my list, if I had to pick a favorite for the whole year, this would be it.
Wow.
I Don't Want to Kill You by Dan Wells.
Oh, wow.
Now, the reason why I think this ended up being so much on my favorite, you know, so high,
right.
my favorite all time, is because when I first started that series, I really was like, I don't know if I like this book. I really don't. If someone had asked me immediately after I finished reading I'm Not a Serial Killer, I would have said, I don't really like this book.
It was brilliant.
It was disturbing.
But it's scary. I'm nervous.
But now that I have finished the whole series, and of course Mr. Monster was... I think if I were to go back to the series, I mean, you have to read the whole thing to get the
whole
story.
You do need to start with the first one.
But when I reread, I'm just going to read I'm Not a Serial Killer, and then I'm jumping to I Don't Want to Kill
You. Yeah, Mr. Monster was just too
really
much
was.
For me. It was too much
violence
for me.
Violence against women in it.
But yeah.
You know, it was necessary. I mean, it made John a hero, and that
absolutely. And it wasn't graphic, readers. It wasn't graphic, the violence against the women, but listeners.
Well,
but it was just too...
You know what's going on, and it's
yeah,
you know,
right. it was too much for me.
But it was just so I would probably skip the next time. But the I Don't Want to Kill You was just the perfect ending to that whole series. It was exactly what I needed. It was immensely satisfying. I bawled. Mm-hmm. I did not expect to cry. That was one
I got a little teary
I
too.
I did
too.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect to cry, but tears.
Okay. When I saw him at the Whitneys last year, I said no, not the Whitneys at Storymakers. I said I'm really mad at you. He says, I know. He's probably heard it a lot.
Yeah. And I just, you know, so that one I think mainly just because it took me through so many emotions. It was the satisfying ending. It was just what I would have thought. I don't know
how it
should
have ended.
Perfect ending for that whole series.
Wow.
So because of that, it kind of sealed itself as favorite of the year for me.
Wow.
Very good.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Okay. But I'm just because it was about the same time that I read this, and I mean, completely opposite scale, and we talked about this recently, another book by Dan Wells. Since it's the same author, I'm going to butt in and just kind of...
Because I was just about to butt in, too.
A Night of Black Darkness.
See, that's on my list.
I just, that one, you know, you've
got
one
it.
That made me cry, and it was just emotional, but it was good, and it was, you know, satisfying, and it just took you through all the ranges of everything. And then you have A Night of Black or Darkness, where I spent the entire time
I was laughing the whole time. And I know that you didn't feel that way when you read that, Sheila.
I must be the only person that...
But I think that we've told you to read it again.
Yeah.
It's just that it's B-movie material. I mean, it's total
so
B-movie. And I loved it.
I just remember laughing out loud. And so that's on my list as well,
yeah.
So I'm glad that you mentioned it.
Well,
but I loved it
specifically. I'm like, I kept thinking of all of these B-movies, you know,
right.
Young Frankenstein and Noises Off and all these things. Like, the whole time that it's going, I'm brain donors and all these different B-movies, and I'm talking to him about that, and he said, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when he was having trouble getting kind of in the mood of those things, he'd watch those movies.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, and I just said, well, you know, you've got a fan in me. I love B-movies. All those make me laugh. And so,
yeah.
Of course, warning, if you're sensitive to slightly off color, you may want to...
Avoid it.
Right.
No, it's been a long time since I've seen Brain Donors, but Noises Off is very funny. Saw it on live stage. Just know
really?
That the girl runs around in a teddy for most of the time. So
just
so you
know,
but it's very hilarious. I love the episode with John, the one with John Ritter, the movie. Oh. Okay, Sheila, I'll have to set you up. It's so funny. Anyway,
I haven't heard of that.
Just because it's fast moving, it's like, you know, there's always something going on, and my favorite line is probably, it's a good thing I can't see far with this leg. I mean, it's just... funny. Anyway, so I
just
loved
it was
just, Night of Black
it was awesome.
It never stopped. It was just
no.
Go, 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 funny, funny.
I loved it. So I'm glad you mentioned it because that's on my list too. Now you, lady.
Mine is a romance that I thought was so well written, and I don't know if you guys ever got the chance to read it, but I reviewed it on the blog. It's called The Most Important Catch by Jacqueline C. Hawk.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
It was such a wonderful, well-written romance. It just with all the right timing of them getting together and every little thing. You know, sometimes you read a romance, you go, yeah, right, you know, that really wouldn't happen, or it happened too fast.
A little forced or convenient.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that at all. It just had all of the right elements just to make it such a, I mean, you finished it and it was just like,
oh, I remember when you reviewed this, now that I'm looking at the cover. Mm-hmm.
It was
the one
really
with the football
good.
On the front,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yep,
yep.
I remember that.
But it is so good. I think you guys would really like it.
Cool. Yeah.
But I had to put it on some of my favorites because it really was one that that stayed with me for a long time. Even now I know the whole story. And
I should clarify here, it just occurred to me that these aren't books only published in 2012. These are just what we've read in 2012.
Yeah, oh, just good idea. Good idea.
Don't think
most of mine were published in 2012, but yeah.
Yeah.
Night of Blacker wasn't. It was 2011.
Right. So some of these were from last year's Whitney reading. So
mm-hmm. what we read
in 2012. Mm-hmm. So
oh, that's perfect. Good clarification. Mm-hmm. All right, my next one is Case File 13, Zombie Kid by J. Scott Savage.
Yeah, it's on my to-read list.
Mine too.
It is so funny. And I think when I reread my review, I don't do that all the time, but I go back and go, oh, I remember when I reviewed this book.
That's such a kid.
Yeah, but it's just the kids, you know, he could, yeah.
I
shall get awards for this. Just, I'm not spoiling anything, obviously, by when he turns into a zombie. That's not
like
going to be a shocker. But yeah, I know. Can you not imagine that?
Yeah, what a spoiler that
but
was.
How, but the funny thing is that he loves it. He enjoys it.
He enjoys being a zombie?
And his friends.
Oh, my.
He has a bookish friend and a pig out friend who's always eating junk, and the other friend always has his head in a book, and then they come together and help each other, it's really cute. Great, great book for Jeff.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to insert here that we are podcasting with Jeff.
Next week,
so.
We are so excited.
Watch for that.
We love to podcast with him.
Jeff/J. Scott.
I know.
Never know what to call him.
We'll call him
books
Jeff.
Of his you're talking
that's
about.
That's true.
So I guess I should say J. Scott, because
that's what it was. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay.
See if we can keep it under 2 hours.
Yeah, whatever. We've never done that before.
Okay, my turn next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one that I gave 5 stars is a nonfiction, and it's called Defined by Christ by Toni Sorensen.
Oh, wow.
It was recommended to me by my trainer. I've recommended it to several other women since, but the reason why I like Defined by Christ, and I actually was asked to interview Toni Sorensen for the Utah Book Bloggers Month in August.
Nice.
And I was very excited to be able to do that. But she, you know, she went through a hard time and a divorce and different things like that, and she questioned her value. And this basically talks about how she discovered her worth and value and how she learned to define herself by Christ and how he views and cares about her and loves her. And it's just really great. But it made me really want to make sure that everyone that I know, that all the people that I love and that I come across know how valued they are by our Savior.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a book I need to
that's
read.
Neat.
Yes, it's a really good book.
What was that again, Shan? I'm sorry.
Defined by Christ.
Defined by Christ. I had divine in my head for some reason.
No, Defined by Christ. You know, she gets personal in there and you know, talks about her struggle and everything, but they're very, I took notes. I took a lot of like quotes that I want to remember, scriptures that I want to go back and remember, memorize, things like that. So
yeah, is this Toni with an I?
T-O-N-I. And Sorensen, S-O-N.
Yeah, she's written other books, I think, like Peace Giver or something.
Well, let me look.
Those refer to the girl with the iPad.
With the iPad, I know.
She keeps The Shaken Earth, that was recently.
Which I actually did review on the blog a while ago.
Yeah, Defined by Christ, Master, the Messiah.
I have that book.
Women of Christ. Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't. I must be thinking of a different.
I don't think
book,
it's the Peace Giver.
Messiah.
That might be it.
That was the one I was thinking of. So.
Okay.
Tina, my next one was Letters in the Jade Green Box by.
Oh, that's on my runners-up list.
Absolutely love that book. It totally.
It won its category, didn't it?
It did. Mm-hmm. It won in historical fiction, and it You know, it totally deserved to. It was just so good.
Well, thinking back on it, I don't know why I gave it 4 stars, because it is a 5-star book.
It really is a 5-star book. It
Maybe it was
a
misprint on your thumb, pushing the stars.
It probably was.
There you go.
Because I really liked it, and her name was... When Shan, and Shan would be her given name, and that's my nickname, Shan. So
right,
yeah,
right.
That is.
But it takes place during World War II. It was a little bit after. You know what? It was in the 60s, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. And it was
after. That's after World War II.
Because it started.
It was like 20 years.
It started with the death of, was it Mao Zedong?
That's true. That's when it started. That's why it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. See, I immediately went to the right.
Yeah.
You know how you read so many books? Sometimes
they all sound the same in your head.
Well, and we just read so many. Sometimes you just get forgotten.
But I love the relationship between this young girl and her grandfather. It was just...
I haven't read that one.
Her grandfather or her uncle?
Oh, it was her uncle. Excuse me. You're right. It was her uncle.
Yeah, because you start out thinking he's not very nice guy. But you just need to know their story and all the stuff. And the sacrifices that he made.
Once the story does unfold, you just amazed. You have
to. I know. I do.
I bought this one for my mom for Mother's Day, just because.
Wow.
Gail
is the sweetest lady in the world.
Well, she is, and you know that she's written, you know, like Silence of God. She's written more literary. It would be, you know, as far as you're looking at like LDS authors, and sometimes it gets really genre, and is, you know, it's historical, but really it feels a little bit more literary. Her last couple books, but this is a really enjoyable story.
And her next book that she's been writing is about. It takes place in Hawaii.
That's right.
So I can't wait to read that one. It's coming out. 2013. Little preview.
Well, of our next podcast, possibly.
Next to next.
Yeah, third next to next.
Right.
Okay, me?
Yes.
You.
Okay, Not Your Average Fairy Tale by Chantel Frederick.
I'm so excited.
That's another one that just didn't take me long to. I knew I was going to love it, and I knew I would 5-star it. It's just the main character, the Ash, he's awesome.
Well, I remember talking to her when she was writing it at the Storymakers a couple years ago, back, you know, when we had it up here in Salt Lake. And she was like, I don't know if, you know, why are you interviewing me? And I knew. I'm like, when she was telling me about this stuff, I'm like, no.
Oh, it's
going to be great.
It's a great book. So
this is her first book.
Yeah.
Right.
It is.
Yep. I'm really excited to
read
it.
It's really, really good.
It's on my list.
Yep.
Okay, so next on my list is Jacob's Journal of Doom by Kenneth Pike and Isaac Stewart.
Cute!
It's in the middle grade. I loved it. I gushed about it during the holiday gift guide episode, I won't go into too much here. But my kids loved it. I loved it. It's a fun little middle grade. It's along the lines of, like, Wimpy Kid, or Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely,
it's
LDS. Like, it talks about, you know, service and, you know, things like that. So it's got themes without being... beaten over the head with it, and
it's
kind of a message, but you're not
right.
Yeah, you know, and my kids just gobbled it up, and when I read it, I was laughing, and it's just a lot of fun. So I gave it 5 stars. I loved it.
It's one I want my kids to read. That's good. On my list, I have On Little Wings by Regina. I don't know how you pronounce her last name. Sirois.
I've heard that's very good.
It is Sirois.
Is it French?
I'm not sure.
Sirois? Maybe it's
Sirois.
I'm
not even sure. But
I've heard that's
this
good.
Book
You've talked about it before, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
I reviewed it. And this book was in the competition on Amazon.com where people had to vote, and it did win.
I've had many people recommend this book to me.
It is so good. The story is one of those powerful stories. I mean, it's a YA general type book, but boy, is it powerful. And
is it along the lines of like Kimberly Griffiths Little kind of stuff?
Yeah, kind of. In a way, but it's more general. It's just about a girl and her life story, and you know, of course, she has so many problems and different things going on, but it's just the way it was written and the outcome, and she does so well with the characters.
I want to read everything right now.
I know.
Seriously, why can't there be more hours in the day?
Seriously, but this is definitely one, if you don't have it on your list.
There should be required reading time of life.
Yeah, know,
like
everyone
just has to stop and read.
Yeah.
If I was in charge, if I was president, that's what it would be.
All right, me, I'm going to do next Tres Leche Cupcakes by Josie S. Gilbeck.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
I haven't read that one yet.
I know.
Her books, just to me, I mean, I love them all, but this series with Sadie just gets better and better.
So everyone.
So
no, I'm excited.
It's very good.
That was her last one, most recent.
Right? That's her most recent one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's working on Rocky Road or something. What mm-hmm. Is that what it's called right now?
She's just turned in the next one, and my
Baked
mind
Alaska?
Is blank. Yeah, Baked Alaska was the one she just turned in, and she's working on Rocky Road right now,
which is just I'm behind. I've read all the way up to Pumpkin Roll. I haven't read Pumpkin Roll.
Oh, Pumpkin Roll was.
And I'm so excited. So.
That would be one of my top for last year. I loved Pumpkin Roll.
For some reason, she just doesn't like my idea of peanut butter cup. I keep telling her, why don't you have peanut butter or something? Chocolate. She just looks at me and smiles.
Cute. Maybe book 12.
Yeah, maybe. I know the last one will be wedding cake.
Yep, I knew that too.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
Okay.
All right, so the next one on my list is The Cinderella Project. And the reason why this got 5 stars
for me
is because it was different from other romances that I've read because it was written by a guy from a guy's point of view.
I remember you saying that.
And there's just, I love the characters, and it all just went well. It meshed well for me. I read it, devoured it, loved it, recommended it. It just was so much fun, and I loved it. I just really liked the guy. I think more guys need to get in there and write some romance from their point of view. I loved his devotion to her.
I like that.
You know,
yeah, very true.
I just, so anyway, that one was different enough. It got 5 stars from me.
Wow.
Okay, so tell me, is this just an ebook or is it?
No, I have a print copy.
Okay, so that's
which they sent me and didn't tell me that they put my quote on the back of it. So I was so excited to find out.
I love it when you read a book and suddenly your name's in there and you're like, okay.
Did I mention Stan Crowe was the author? I don't know if I.
No, you did not, but thank you.
Stan Crowe is the author. Crowe.
And it's The Cinderella Project.
The Cinderella Project, yes.
Okay, Sheila.
That's great. Okay, this is one that's totally just very popular. It's Shatter Me, and I'm not sure how to pronounce her.
I don't know how to say her name. I read that one.
It's T-A-H-E-R-E-H, Tahereh.
It's like Tara
Maffi, M-A-F-I. But it
was cool. It was really cool.
Absolutely
I read it too. I
love this book.
Very fast read.
It was so very different from
very
a lot of
different.
I've seen it everywhere. And I think book 3 or something like that's coming
book
out.
Two
next
is
book
2 is coming out.
Well, mm-hmm. It's funny because she,
Unravel
in
me.
Between the two, she had a novella. So mm-hmm. Actually on Goodreads, it says 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but.
But
yeah,
I think, that's why I was thinking it was book 3 because I knew she had
yeah.
two out.
But this, it's so different. And I loved the concept. And it has an ending that just kind of blows you away.
Very much.
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of go, where did this
come
from?
And it's clean?
There's a few.
There's some kissing.
There's some kissing, but it doesn't ever get into any body parts really much.
Mm-mm.
So just some.
I worry about the next book. Yeah, I worry about the next book. There's probably going to be.
There might be a little bit more.
More.
But mm-hmm. I love the idea of, I mean, she was one of the first that really used the idea of having her write in her journal, and then she starts crossing
then she
out
crosses
lines.
Things off.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So as you're reading along, you'll see what she had written down that she crossed out, and then she writes something else in place of it.
Very cool.
And
okay.
I loved that. It just, I know, it was cool.
I liked
just
it.
So different. But wow. I really liked the characters. I don't know. There was
so hopefully she'll keep it at least not too
hopefully it
graphic.
Won't get too much.
Yeah, I'm hoping it won't either. But I honestly, that was one of my books I read at the beginning of the year that
I snuck it into. Sometimes you just have to sneak one in.
I know, and that was my sneak one in because it came into the library and it was like, okay.
Well, that's what I did, you know, with one of my books from later that I'll mention. But, you know,
okay.
Just because you are a reviewer doesn't mean you can't read for fun.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, reviewing is fun. Reading for reviewing is fun. But sometimes it feels like a little bit like a job.
True.
And it's nice to kind of sneak an
a
extra one
with
in
benefits.
There. So.
I sneak in.
That was a sneak in.
Yep.
All right. My next one will be Demons by Heather Frost.
Oh, yes. That was on my list.
It was so well, and this is her second one. The first one was Sears. It came out last year. And this one?
Sears.
S-E-E-R-S. And it's about a girl who sees auras.
Mm-hmm.
And this next one,
oh.
There was surprises. There at the ending.
Aren't you just kind of
going, I died. I was blown away by the ending.
She warned me. And did I, like, text you or something?
I think you might have. But honestly, it was one of those endings that you're like, where's book 3? Right now.
Oh, I know.
Really?
I'm still mad that it's not here right in front of me.
I know.
I still remember the ending.
It's
that powerful.
I can tell you right now, I'm not reading that series until book 3 is out.
I would wait until book 3 comes out because such good advice.
But that second book was, weren't you just so tense? I think I was just tense. Like, if you could see me right now, my hands are just clenched.
Oh,
I just felt
was,
that way through the whole book because there's something that happens to the main character's boyfriend, and you're just going, no.
I know. Or, and then at the end, when with the epilogue, really.
Yes! Mm-hmm. It's like, are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's too much given away if we even say another word, but it's so good.
You finish reading it, you all of a sudden you go,
you do. You breathe, and then you read the epilogue again to say, wait, did that really happen?
I know.
Yeah.
And that's when you call your friend and go, oh, my God.
I know.
What is this? And then you send the author an email and go, what the heck?
I know. I did. I emailed her and said, are you kidding me? Wait, but see.
Heather Frost got emails from both of us.
Yeah.
And she's going, oh, why do I have these people reviewing my blog?
Yeah, I know.
They send me these nasty emails.
No. It wasn't nasty. It was just like, oh, my goodness, good job. And she's a doll. She's a doll. I love Heather.
But seriously, these books, this is a series that totally...
Really good.
Yeah, very good.
Wow, okay. What better recommendation can you get than you just got?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, the next one on my list is another nonfiction, Mormons and Open Book. I think it's just a really good resource to keep. And it's a colorful book. It's a very clean, simply designed book, but it's got a lot of different...
The LDS religion? Or?
Yeah, it's about just different things about our religion. It's a great resource for people who are curious, also for members, you know, just to keep... I'll have to show you after the podcast, but it's just a nice resource. I really liked it. I thought the way it was put together, the graphic. Well, some things I was like, like clarification. Another thing is just,
nice.
It's also another reason why I like it is because it's great for my teenagers when they ask questions.
You
know, we can pull it open and we can say, well, this is this. And there's, of course, you know, links to or references to scriptures and
I like
you know, that kind of stuff, quotes by prophets. So we know that this is revelation and... Good information.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
A nice book. Okay, my next thing that I put down is lumping four books in together. It was the Newport Ladies Book Club.
That's
series.
My honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason why I'm having this down on my list is it was such a different and unique idea to write this story from four different perspectives. So you have each book from different person's perspective all taking place within the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just really liked it. And I read it in the order that they all came out. You probably did, too, starting with Olivia, and then we go to Daisy, and then Paige, and then ending with Athena. And it just all, by the time I got done with Athena, it was such a good feeling. I was like, oh, yeah, because you just got to have all these different insights into each of these ladies, but I don't know.
I haven't read Athena yet, but
I love Athena.
Oh, it's there. It's on the list, but it's so good.
Like I said, can't we just read everything right now?
Well, I know.
And I guess anything we should mention, if you haven't heard about it, Olivia is written by Julie Wright, and Daisy is written by Josie Kilpack. Paige is by Annette Lyon, and then Athena is by Heather Moore. And they're all, you know, fantastic writers, and they've written, like, thousands and millions of books.
Mm-hmm.
I think
thousands
you're getting to. Can you tell I hang out with second graders?
Yeah.
When they describe something.
That's cute.
But, you know, these women all came together and, you know, thinking of this idea and writing this. And
it's brilliant.
It really
I loved
is.
It.
They're doing a second series.
They all
like
are.
It. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think most of them have written.
Ruby's written. I've read that one.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think Josie's finished with hers. I'm almost positive they all have at this point. Because I think they're coming out again
same
way.
Yeah, next year.
Mm-hmm. I think Julie's will come out first again, I think.
I don't know the order of the new ones, but.
But they're so well worth a read. And it's about a book club, of course. That's why it's called...
The Newport Ladies
Book Club. Yeah.
So we're not spoiling anything.
Yes, no, we're not. But it's good stories.
Okay. I'm going to do... I only have two more left since mine have been mentioned. But I've got Broken by C.K. Bryant. It's the second series of the Bound series.
Yes.
And it's another one of those awesome endings where you're just wanting book three right now. But it was really good. I liked it a lot.
I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet.
It was good.
I haven't either, and I want to. You know, it's just funny. There are some people that don't like to read series, and I live for series.
Mm-hmm. I love series, but I'm finding that I should just wait because I get too anxious.
Okay, the next book on my list that I read is another nonfiction, and it's Real Intimacy by Kristen B. Hodson and a few other. There's some other doctors and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
But it's the marriage book, you know, Real Intimacy. I reviewed it actually on my anniversary.
I remember that.
We didn't plan that. She asked me if I would review that day, and I said, well, that happens to be my anniversary, for sure. And I read that book, and it just reaffirmed that my husband and I are doing what we need to do. Like, there were some things that we needed to work. I learned that I didn't know about him, though. And it was good to be able to talk about some of these things with him and learn a few things about him. But we've always felt that, you know, intimacy is more than just, you know, and a lot of people, they don't feel comfortable talking about it. And I know some people who are getting divorced because they did not understand about each other, about intimacy, and speak that, and their parents did not teach them. And I want better than that for my kids. So absolutely. I'm really glad to have this resource so that when my daughter, who's someday going to get married, whether I like it or not.
Yeah, no kidding.
So whether I like it or not, we're going to have this discussion, and I would like her to know what she wants going into it so that she can understand the importance of intimacy in a relationship and, you know, waiting and appropriateness, and also discussion and open communication with
her
husband.
Open communication is key.
About everything. There's nothing I can't talk to my husband about.
Absolutely.
So,
well, you have to keep it going. You may have
it
really
takes
good
work.
You may have really good communication when you first get married, but once you start pulling other things
and having kids and job
and
stress
and everything, you've got to keep it going.
It doesn't just happen. You have to work for
it. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes there are other situations involved, but at least, you know, with communication, a lot of understanding can happen. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really liked that book. I think that everybody should read it.
Oh, so good. Hey, another series, and I know I mentioned this in another podcast, but I really love the Tiger Skirt series.
I know.
That's my honorable mention. That's my next podcast. Sorry, that's what I'm looking forward to finishing.
Yes.
Well, I read the first three all right in a row, and I think when you can, it's like you said, I want to wait until I can read all of them, you know, at the same time. I just think it has more of a punch when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a series where you can just read one right after another.
Yeah.
Because you get so involved in the story and in the characters.
Well, and you can remember what happened.
Exactly. Right. So it,
especially because there's so much that happens in these series. I mean, they're not short books.
They're not.
But
my oldest daughter is just about to finish the second one.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decide if I want to read Tiger's Destiny.
I'm going to start over.
I'm going to wait until book five comes out. I can't wait either. I really want to see what happens next.
I have to read Tiger's Destiny.
Even if it means I have to wait till book five. I mean,
Is it next year?
Sometime next year.
I think it is just next year, right? Okay, we're going to check the trusty iPad.
Yes, get the Goodreads app.
But I don't think I can wait to see what happens in Tiger's Destiny until book five comes out. I want to know what's going on.
See, I thought Tiger's Destiny was the last one, but I was wrong.
It was originally it was a four-part series, but she's added
on to
it.
Well, I told you my experience, because
I think it's called Tiger's Dream.
And I read the first three thinking, oh, yay, this is the end. All of a sudden it's like,
Nope.
No, and then I hurried and went to Goodreads, and then I went, there's a book four and five.
No, well, they've got to get through all of Durga's things and everything.
See, I don't even know who Durga is.
An Indian goddess.
Okay.
Is she mentioned in book one? She's in all of them. She's the one with all the arms.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know she is. But it's been a while since I read Tiger's Curse. That's why I'm starting over.
The mythology is just so fascinating.
Yeah,
she's
put a lot of her work
into
it.
I'm just happy for her. Remember when we went and saw her at that random building? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At a random building.
It was the Utah Adoption Building or something. Utah Foster Kid Building off 53rd and
I-15. And she had a lot of her dead friends.
Yeah, it was really, really neat.
It was fun.
So it was really cool that I'd met her, you know, and it was, I think, two. She had just put two out. The second one?
Well, actually, what happened is she just had the two that were self-published, and that she had just gotten picked up by an agent to have
it
published, and those other ones hadn't come out yet. But she already had a fan base.
She did.
Amazing.
A huge fan base.
Now, it's just immense.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's just crazy.
Yep, it's fun. And she's a really nice lady.
Very nice.
Okay, so
all right, my last one is Deadly Undertakings by Greg Luke.
I still haven't read it yet either.
That's okay. It is amazing.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. But it's not Mr. Monster creepy.
No.
Yeah, it's you get to the point where you're just like, oh my gosh, please help these people. You know, I mean, they just, please, just someone intervene. And, you know, I mean.
I shouldn't laugh, but that's good.
It's just like, please, they need help, you know. But it's very good. But anything from Greg, I really enjoy. But Deadly Undertakings was a 5-star for me.
If you haven't listened to that podcast of ours with Greg Luke, then you need to.
Yeah, a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple ago.
Mm-hmm. He was fun.
He talked all about his next work in progress,
which just blew us away.
Yeah. Ooh, we thought this Deadly Undertakings was creepy. can't even imagine these.
Ew, I know.
Okay, so I am very far from done on my five-star list. I actually have four
actually,
more
have,
to
I
go.
I have two more honorable mentions, so I can
okay.
mention those
two. Well, I have four more to go and some honorable mentions. I know. I was having a hard time deciding. Okay, anyway, the next one on my list actually doesn't come out until 2013. But I was lucky enough to get on the ARC tour as Everbound by Brody Ashton. No, I really liked Everneath. It was different. It pulled
but Everbound
me in.
Is better.
I liked, but Everbound sealed
really, really
it for
good.
Me.
Wow.
I really liked it, and the end was just this.
I pre-ordered it the other day.
Oh. I just finished Everneath a little while ago, and it was like, oh wow, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's just different concept and everything, and you know, Cole, you love Jack, you love Cole,
right?
But then, well, kind of hate Cole actually. But then in Everbound, it's nice because the way she writes it, they're in the Everneath.
Okay. Like the whole book?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And so she is with Cole a lot. And so you're not with Jack as much, but you get to experience their whole courtship, like how they got together and memories. You know, she tells Cole about these things and, you know, relives these memories and stuff. And so you still get Jack in there. You still
okay,
get
good.
All of the kissing
good.
And the remembering and the different things
kissing.
Like that. There are a couple swear words, just heads up, but it's not too bad. And it's by the bad guys. Okay, not by the main characters, by the bad guys.
Oh, good.
And so I'm really excited to see what number three book brings. But the thing is that I better get on the ARC tour for that one because if I have to wait a year and a half to get book three,
seriously, yeah.
But I really liked it. And the end,
the
twist at the end, I was like,
another twist.
You know, it was great. I loved it. Didn't see it coming.
Because it was a pretty big twist.
I love the twist that you don't see coming.
You know. Yeah, that one
Ebony's been on my to read for a while. I have it at home.
You know, it'll be fast read for you. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Sheila.
I have down Which Song and Which Form by Amber Arnold.
Oh, yes. Those are very good.
I really liked those. It's so different from anything with witches that I had read before.
Right. I reviewed Witchborn, and I grabbed Which Song when it was free on Amazon.
Yay!
So I can't wait. I'm like, yay, I can read it.
So good. But I really like her characters. I like the way she writes. I like the whole concept behind these books.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I rated them both pretty
good. I like her name too, Brucina.
Oh, Brucina, I know.
Yes.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, so...
Yep. All right, do you have some honorable mentions?
I have some honorable mentions. The Divergent series I really liked.
I haven't read those yet, and I just want
to. Yes, Divergent came out, I would believe it came out in 2011, and then Insurgent came out this year, this fall.
Were you disappointed in Insurgent? I know a lot of people love Divergent and were disappointed in Insurgent. I'm just wondering your opinion.
I wasn't disappointed in it, really. It just, definitely wasn't as fast as Divergent. It's the transition book, you know, and those are the hardest,
book
I think.
Two,
book twos are the hardest.
Book two, then.
It was a typical book two, but I still enjoyed it because the ending was amazing, you know, another really great ending. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to read that series.
Divergent was, whoa. Insurgent was, oh. And then, you know, I mean.
What's book three called?
I don't know.
I was just curious. But
I can look.
That's funny. Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to talk about my next one.
Okay.
Which is a book that was so different than I expected, and I loved it, and I can't wait to read the next book. I have it from the library. It's called The Girl of Fire and Thorns by Rae Carson.
Okay.
And it was just so different than I expected. It was,
I heard about that.
You know, it's not a tiny book, but it's a good read. It's a fast read. Like, for being 500 pages,
wow.
I read through it fast.
Wow.
And I couldn't, I mean, just the main character, she starts out this kind of protected, pampered princess. She's the bearer of the Godstone. So while she was having her naming ceremony or something, this light came down and implanted a Godstone in her navel. And so she bears the Godstone. And that only happens like every 100 years or something. Or no, it happens, but it had been 100 years since this race had had it. Other races and other people had had it. But this country was their first Godstone bearer in 100 years. And so she was kind of pampered, protected. She was the second princess. The older one was the pretty, popular, active, you know.
Right.
She was the one that was the more paid attention to as far as, you know, she's going to inherit the kingdom, marry, you know, that kind of thing. So she just kind of ate her pastries and gained her weight and was a little pampered and protected and things. Yeah. And this whole story is about her, you know, it starts out with her, she's getting married to this prince from another country, or a king from another country to unite their kingdoms. And there's threat of war and things like that. And she really doesn't know what, she just turned 16, and she doesn't know what really she's going to have to do and everything. She is pretty ignorant, you know, pretty innocent and ignorant as far as princesses go, I guess. Considering that she's the bearer of the Godstone. But this whole story, things just go differently. They, you know, stuff happens, intrigues, plotting, that kind of thing. And she ends up just coming of age kind of thing, where she ends up a leader and discovers these things inside of herself, these capabilities and abilities.
I love discovery books.
That she didn't know.
Yeah.
And just the way it happens, you know, and there's a little bit of magic. It's what they call light magic. You know, it's not heavy hand. There's no, like, real spells or different things like that. It's just the magic of the Godstones and things like that. So,
cool.
But I read it, devoured the book, loved it, immediately put book two on hold.
Nice.
And I Ray Carson, R-A-E, Ray Carson. Okay. And I loved it.
Sounds good.
I have it on my iPad, I just haven't gotten to it yet.
There's a certain thing that happens in there that I didn't see coming that just, I felt everything the main character felt.
Wow.
And I cried.
Wow.
So I just, you know. I'm not a fan of books. It sounds like I like love books that made me cry, mm-hmm. but the reason why I think I do is because I obviously smiled and triumphed with her and all these different things. But when I'm that drawn in and it's, you know, first person present tense kind of thing. So, but you know, the reason why I love these books is because if I can be pulled in and experience it and live this story, that is a successful book. That
is
a well-written
awesome.
Story. So it gets 5 stars for me.
Ooh, I want to read that one.
I know.
Very
you have to read
nice
The False Prince
right
first.
Thanks.
All right, that's your
role. Yes, I do. next on my list is something that I talked about in one of our previous podcasts, but it's The Selection by Kiera Cass.
I have it from the library.
I don't know why this book just... I just really liked it. It's one of those books I just picked up from the library and read it immediately within 24 hours. I just could not quit reading it. And not that it was, that it had anything really, like, powerful, like the book that you talked about just right now, but it... And
it was just good.
It was just a good book. And book two is coming out. That's when we have our next podcast where we talk about books to read in 2013. The second book in this series, so I'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, some people have said that this is a cross between Hunger Games and The Bachelor, but it's really not. I mean, it's
funny the things people say
it
to get you to relate to something.
Exactly. I think it's kind of deceiving by saying that, but it's, you know, it's a dystopian country, and America is a girl, and, you know, they have their different class systems, and she is selected to be possibly chosen as the wife of the prince, and I just really liked all of the characters. I just felt like,
well, the cover's beautiful.
Oh, the cover's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cover on the next one is just
same.
It like a red dress or pink dress?
Yes, they're blue dresses.
But it's blue.
I thought
on
the first one. The first one is blue, but
the second
one is
red.
The second one are red dresses.
Oh yes, it's
cool.
Very stunning cover. But
I'm excited to read that one.
Oh,
me
too.
I think you guys will like it. Honestly, it was, like I said, it's one of those books I just picked up and
wow. I love that.
Yeah, so it was good.
Hey, do you have any more on your list?
I do. My another one that I really, really liked this year was Delivering Hope by Jennifer Ann Holt.
Oh, you know what? I love
No relation. But she did go to the she did grow up in the same hometown as my husband, but it was a great book about adoption and
both sides of the story.
And it was very, very I loved it. It was a really wonderful book.
Yeah.
I cried like my ship was going down. I mean, honestly, it was a good one.
No, it brought tears.
It did, because I think even though I didn't adopt my kids, but I do know that people that have, and a lot of my good friends have adopted, but I think you just relate as a mother to the situation in the book.
Of course you do.
Both mothers, the ones that want and the ones
and
that...
And the ones that...
The situation wasn't ideal, and the decision that she had to make, it just...
Yeah, so that was my honorable mention.
You know, it's so interesting for me when I read books like that, because I was adopted, and I did adopt.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I read any books like that, it's just, it really puts me in a different position.
Absolutely.
You know, because I've come from, I don't know.
But you have personal, you can personally
relate
to those things.
I can, you know, from different avenues. And,
hey. Well, next on my list is a Christmas book. A Candlelight Courting by Joyce DePastina. It's also the only short story on my list.
Oh,
it's only about, I don't know how many pages, like 45 pages or something like that.
Wow.
But the reason why I five-starred it is not only do I enjoy Joyce's writing anyway, but, you know, I'm used to her like 400-page books, 350, 400-page books, and she took this, you know, and there's so much that goes on, the relationship and the character development, and you really learn to love these characters in that time and experience everything with them, and I thought, I wasn't ever really a fan of short stories, but lately there have been
There's just been so many short stories coming out. And it's really a trend.
And this is one of them. This
is
one of them that even though it's a Candlelight Courting, I won't read it only at Christmas. I'll read it throughout the year anytime I want a quick, nice, romantic, because, you know, even though it was only 45-ish pages, I felt as if I came at the end of that feeling as if I had read one of her other novels, because the characters, through their interaction, these two scenes, you know, the one in her bedroom and the one in the main hall, just, you know, her dad's not a nice guy. He tried to, like, force things to happen, and she didn't, you know. Anyway, you just have to read it, and it's a really quick read. But just the characters and the end, when you discover what her real desire was, why she wanted to be a nun, and, you know, how could there possibly be resolution for these characters? It just was a well-written story, and I loved it. A short story that felt like a full-length novel, 5 stars.
Awesome.
Writing.
That is. I agree.
Because that's the one thing I think about some short stories that I haven't always liked, is that you don't feel real satisfied by the time you finish. But I think a lot of them that we've been reading, like some of the stories from All I Want.
All I Want.
You
know,
you feel like
so
they didn't
good.
Feel like short stories at all.
Exactly. No, they didn't.
And the Timeless Anthologies, the Winter Collection.
I can't wait for the spring one.
Oh, the spring. I'm totally looking forward to that.
I haven't read them yet. I want to.
They're so good. So
I've
really had my opinion about short stories
completely changed. Oh, and Heather Moore just released one, too, A Third Time's the Charm.
Yeah.
And that one is so good,
too.
I'm
going to be reviewing that one on my own blog.
You know, it's interesting how I know a lot of people who have read, you know, like sci-fi anthologies and dystopian or maybe horror anthologies, things like that. Those have been popular, but there hasn't been a lot of romantic short stories that I've ever really been able to feel this way.
Really picked up this year. Really, this trend. I love it, though.
It's exciting. Who knows? We might have to add a short story section.
We may, because there were so many last year that were added.
So do you have any more, Sheila?
I do. There was a series I'd been wanting to read for like a long time, and it's The Mortal Instruments.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming out with a movie.
Yes.
I saw the trailer. And I thought I had to read the series before I was
series is so good.
Mm-hmm. And I was just, you know, because I know Mindy had read them, and she really liked them. And so I finally just checked them all out from the library, and I've been reading them.
Is the series complete?
No.
Not quite.
Oh.
Not quite.
No. So, just wait.
I was going to ask you because the movie trailer looks really interesting.
My oldest said, I don't know if I want to see the movie, Mom. It looks kind of scary. I said, it might be.
I bet it.
About, you know, killing demons and vampires. And
but
it's
I thought,
good,
if
though.
The book is anything like the movie trailer, I'm interested in reading
it.
It's
good.
It's very interesting.
Fabulous.
Grabs you from really quick.
I have a feeling I'm going to like the hero.
Oh, I think so.
Although I have to tell you, the actress they picked, they really need to pluck her eyebrows. I don't know.
No, it's an English thing.
She
was that way in Mirror Mirror. The whole time I was watching that movie, I'm like, your eyebrows have got to go.
I don't know what
she played. She was in The Blind Side. She was the oldest daughter in The Blind Side.
I haven't seen that movie.
And her eyebrows were fine. But in Mirror Mirror and The Mortal Instruments, I'm thinking, my one friend said it's a British thing. And I'm like,
really?
No, it's a she needs help thing.
That really bothers me.
It's distracting me.
It is distracting. Mm-hmm. I was watching. I'm really interested in the story. And
she's a beautiful girl.
And she is. And the whole time I'm like, but the eyebrows. I am usually not a picky person that way.
And Jace, he's Cassius in the Twilight movies. And you're thinking, are you kidding me? I'm worried. I hope he can do it. I hope he can pull off Jace.
I'm worried about that, too.
I hope he can pull off Jace, because Jace is awesome.
I love that character.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Because I read the first three books.
The kid Simon, I think he'll do a good job, too. He was cute.
I didn't mean to create this.
No, we're not on a tangent, everyone. But
the only thing I would say, and Mindy gave me this advice, if you're going to be reading Cassandra Clare's books, you want to read the first three books in the Mortal
Instruments
series.
Yes, read the first three in the Mortal Instruments.
And then you need to go over and read her other series, which is a prequel?
Mm-hmm, the prequel.
Which is Clockwork Angel and Clockwork Prince.
And they have a specific name. Not the Mortal Instruments. I
no,
want to say.
I just finished.
Pre Mortal Instruments?
No.
Sorry. No, it's it's coming. They're the Clockwork series. Waiting anxiously for Goodreads to load. Infernal Devices.
Yes, the Infernal Devices series. And the third book in that series, Clockwork Princess, which is
on the cover is beautiful. It comes out next year.
Right, mm-hmm. That's a 2013 book.
So that's I've waited to finish that. I wanted to get them all done.
Four for Mortal Instruments from the library last week.
Oh, good. Have you started it?
No, because I knew if I started, I'd want
to see it. I think there's going to be a five.
Right, but it's really definitely a series worth picking up.
Oh, I agree. It's
very
awesome.
Popular. If you like this type of genre,
yeah, it's
and
a definite.
What type of genre is this? Steampunkish?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Infernal Devices are.
Yeah, the Infernal Devices is definitely steampunk, but not the other one. The other one's just more paranormal.
Paranormal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Way paranormal.
Okay. What about you, Sheila? Or what about you? Sheila. What about you, Mindy?
I did find another one that I wanted to talk about. It was The Ugly Stepsister Strikes Back by Soraya Wilson. That is an adorable book. What's the word? Beta read for her, I guess, in the summer before it came out, and I laughed the entire time.
Did you really?
Yes, it's darling. And it's about this girl who has a stepsister, who the stepsister's pretty and popular and gorgeous, but you actually really like her. She's not a brat. She is very sweet. But the main character sees her as the pain because she always gets what she wants, and she likes the boy that the main character likes. But then you really end up cheering for the stepsister, because she's such a sweetheart. But then you cheer for the main character, too, because she's a real strong character. She sticks up for herself. She likes this boy, and they're in detention together. I forget why they're in detention, but he wants her to, why don't you just do this assignment for me? And, you know, it's okay. You can just do it for me. I'm not doing that for you. And so that really surprised him, because he's used to getting what he wants.
So is he intrigued at that point?
Yeah, well, it takes him, I think he is, but we don't know it. Oh, you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Because is it first person?
Mm-hmm.
That one? Okay.
It's told by, it's very cute. Oh, it's really great.
Okay, so the last one of my five stars books that I five starred this year is After Hello by Lisa Mangum.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't read that yet.
That book was so different.
I agree.
There's Sarah and there's Sam. And in Sarah's, you know, we start out in Sarah's point of view, and it's first person. She's in New York. She's there to meet her dad. She's taking some pictures. She sees this boy who's wearing a jacket of this band that she doesn't really know anyone else who likes this band like she does, and so it catches her eye, and she takes his picture, and he happens to notice. But you don't know that till later, you know, when they kind of meet up a little bit.
Oh, that's why there's a picture on the cover then.
Exactly.
And then, and so, there, you know, she is about all the pictures, different pictures she takes during her day in New York that she's there. She's only there for one day. And Sarah, you know, every other chapter alternates. The first one's in Sarah, first person. The second is Sam, third person.
Oh.
And you would think that would be a problem, but it is seamless.
Oh, Lisa.
Because it's written by Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. And it just, you know, it just is so fitting. And I found myself anticipating, like, reading what happened in Sam's point of view, and anxious and excited to get to Sarah's point of view so we can see what her thoughts were about it, and vice versa. You know, something happened with Sarah and you want to see, okay, what does Sam have to think about this? And you're hurrying to get to the next chapter.
Oh, love it.
And it just,
I hate to read that.
Different and well written, and I loved it.
And the fact that it takes place all in one day.
And it's all in one day, but he,
so neat.
You know, 24 hours about. Right. And I also loved how Sam was with her father and the different things he texted him. And just, you know,
I've got to read it.
He was just a good friend.
I've got to sneak it in.
It's good.
And then there's that
it's
one moment
good.
That
so
you're
it's
waiting
a quick
for,
read.
And then it just,
then
you know.
It happens.
And I asked, you know, obviously, I you know, Lisa, she's a good friend, and she thanks me for
Lisa.
The review. And then she, so I said, you know, is there a sequel? And I said in my review, I would be okay if there were never a sequel.
Right.
Because.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah. Because, you know, when the way it's ended, you're like, the world is their oyster. Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Love
and you
that.
Don't know, you know, it could work out, it could not,
right.
But you love the characters, and, you know, I would be okay if this just stayed a standalone book, because there are not very many of those anymore. Just let the story
no
be
kidding.
What it is.
I agree.
But then I also kind of wouldn't mind knowing maybe what happens to Sam and Sarah, because I liked their characters so much.
So what'd she
say? I wouldn't know.
Will there be
she said no sequel as of yet planned. Mm. But she says
if that's okay.
Well, she said if the characters speak to me,
then
we'll see. But right now there's no sequel planned as of yet.
Nice.
I'm okay with that. So.
I wish someone would speak to me. Sheesh.
Somebody talk to me.
Some character in there. Come on.
It'll all happen right. eventually. Okay, yeah. Any more on your list, Sheila?
You know, that's all I put down, even though, you know, I know there's a lot more I could have. Mm-hmm. But
what about you?
I do have one more, just flipping through my red books from Goodreads, but it's The Reluctant Bachelorette by Rachel Renee Anderson.
Definitely.
I really love that, and I loved the point of view switch. I love point of view switches. Especially...
If it's well done.
If it's well done, yes, and this was very well done.
It was.
Inappropriate.
Though, it's I loved how... When we see it from the man's point of view, he is so clueless. And I loved that. You know, like, Taylor was so, like, why is he doing this? And what was his name, dear? Do you remember what his name was?
I don't. That was, like, so many books ago.
I know, it was a lot of books ago, and I'm sorry, Rachel, if you listen to this, that I couldn't remember his name.
I
want to say it's Luke.
How many books we read per week?
I think it's Luke. I love the point of view changes. You're right. When they're well done.
Yeah.
But this one was very well done.
And you're right. He was so totally.
It is
clueless,
Luke. Yay.
That's why
he was
like
so clueless because he's just a typical male.
She was looking and she was taking everything
so serious and so personally and serious.
And it wasn't annoying.
No.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not at all. Because
and his
situation, then Luke,
she finds herself in, it's just so funny, and he's just going along with.
Oh,
it.
Oh, he just goes along with it, but then he's thinking, really? Why did she get so? I mean, I have no idea. I mean, he didn't know how much because they have a past.
They do, but when they were teenagers.
But when they were teenagers, and she was the annoying sister of the brother that he was friends with.
Right.
And
she's
so
always.
Then, yeah, just he had no idea.
Really
he had no idea how she felt about him.
Yeah, I hope any author listening to this will realize that just because we may not have mentioned your book didn't mean we didn't love it.
You're right.
We just had to narrow it down
or we'd be here for hours.
That we're
and we already have this.
Oh, it's, we're about an hour.
Yeah.
I'm just going to finish up with my runners up.
Go for it.
Slayers by C.J. Hill.
Oh, I loved that.
Yes. See,
book
right
two
there.
Finally has a cover. I saw it on her website.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing after this.
Yep. Yes.
Going to
I cannot
look.
Wait for Slayers 2.
Slayers was just, I loved it. It was fun.
I loved Slayers 2.
Shifting by Bethany Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
I really loved Shifting.
I
it was great.
Very different.
Another twist in there that just kind of, you know, when you're like, and then it
But it was so unique.
So cool.
Love that.
The other one that I included in here was With a Name Like Love by Tess Helmo because it was an award winner.
I loved that.
I
read it in 2011, so I kind of forgot about it. It was way down on my list.
I had the same problem with some of these.
But
this was a 2012 for me, and it was
I loved it.
I'm also going to include, of course, we've already talked about Letters in the Jade Dragon Box. I talked about Everneath earlier and Eden Book right at the beginning. Was Whisper Hollow by Carol Warburton. And
I didn't read that one from her.
It's, it's about historical Black Hills. There's a good
I loved the
in there.
One that we read last
and
year. What was that one?
About, that one was Legend of
Shannon Derry.
Derry?
Right. Uh-huh.
I loved that one, too. I mean,
she's in
a
my
handsome Irishman on horseback.
I know.
So
I'm
there.
There you go.
So there.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, the reason I liked Whisper Hollow was because it took me a little bit to get into it, about page 80. But after that, I really loved it. And it was just different.
Good.
You know, I like all these books I've come across that are a little different than anything I've read before. I've read historical romance. I've even read historical romance based, like, in the South, but not in the Black Hills like this. And it was a different, you know, her father was in hiding, and there's these different things.
Good
and it's, you know, right after the Civil War, so there's a little bit of political tension and different things,
cool.
different sides. And it just, you know, it was a great story. I enjoyed it. So I wanted to list that as one of my runners-up.
Very good.
I don't think very many people know about this book, Whisper Hollow, and it kind of makes me a little sad because it was an enjoyable read for me.
Oh, good.
So. All right, and that's my list for best I've read in 2012.
Phew.
So.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Great book.
We did it.
Great reading.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I mean, we really stayed pretty much on track, and we barreled through, and it still was about an hour. And it's just because there's so many great books that we read in 2012.
It's true.
And coming up, we're going to have author J. Scott Savage on Season 7, Episode 2. Oh, and then following that, in Episode 3 for 2013, we're going to discuss our books that we're most looking forward to read in 2013 that are coming up.
Okay.
It's going to be called top of the TBR, and that's going to be just the first in a series that we'll do, you know, keeping up on what is the top of our to-be-read list, and we're excited to talk about that. I can't wait to get to that episode. But
me too.
There's just, that's going to be another one that's long. It's going to be hard to narrow down the ones that we're
I only did five. Did we all just do five?
No.
Like we
no.
said?
Oh, you little stinkers! I only did five!
Well, it's just because I made the list before we decided that.
Oh, okay.
So I have a whole ton. I'll just have to pick some. I'll just have to pick some.
A lot of ours will be the same.
They'll overlap.
I don't know. Mine, I don't know.
You're gonna be rebel.
I'm gonna mix it up.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
Well, I'm excited to see what everyone has to say. So don't forget to visit us on the blog, ldswbr.com, or find us on Facebook and Twitter at ldswbr. Thanks for joining us.